This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, boys and girls, kids and squirrels. We're glad you're listening to us yet again. It is so cool to be with these ladies. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
They're actually paying me for Danny's it. He's like, Pearl, do you want to do the intro? I'm like, what do you think we pay you for, Denny? I'm not introing.
The reason why he asked you is because you're standing up.
Yeah, you were standing.
I know, and I said my hormones told me to stand up.
I mean, you're standing, I'm sitting. You're talking about hormones. I'm feeling submissive.
She's on some bioidentical hormones. Now she's in menopause. She's paving the way. Paving? She's paving the way for me.
You went bioidentical.
I'm feeling grand.
Hormone.
Yes.
My wife just did.
Good for her. I'm feeling grand.
Oh, and she's...
But I liked the fact that I went through menopause without them to experience, so now I can compare.
Right, that's good.
And I like being grateful for every day, not having hot flashes and all of that, sleeping through the night. Oh, it's all being written in my book, Trim Healthy Future, coming. I'm going to guide you.
No, not Trim Healthy Future, Trim Healthy Wisdom.
Good on my memory's going to come back and all of that.
Did your hormones make you uniquely sad?
No, well, see, I sort of went through it. And everyone says, oh, my mood got crazy. I don't know. I didn't feel extreme mood issues because I'm not trying to say it's not a real thing. But I believe with practice, we can train our brains, even despite challenges, to grab joy.
Oh, my goodness. Bingo. You're right. What we're going to talk about today.
Okay. So I went through menopause deciding to grab every bit of joy out of it. And so I felt happy, honestly. I went through some challenges, things, but honestly, I was just pretty even keeled, and when things go wrong, I'm that girl who grabs joy.
This last year, you've just been like the happiest inspiration to me.
But now that I am on hormones, I have to tell you it's a little different. I barely have to grab joy because I wake up and it's like the world is exploding with joy around me.
There's a chemical called joy.
When I look out at that tree, it's way greener than it was.
Are you seeing brighter colors?
Yeah,
the fact that you had to grab joy and the fact that you had to stand for joy and the fact you had to fight for joy.
No, it built things in me.
You become a stronger person.
It gave me a stronger joy grabbing muscle. So now when it's just there, I'm like before, no. You know, I was grabbing it, I was experiencing it, but now it's bubbling over.
Right. Wow. Because beforehand, when you had all your hormones, before you got the strength of having to grab it, you took the tree for granted.
I know. I'm glad I got that strength, joy muscle really working. I'm glad.
Well, I feel like we have to go straight from here into what we're talking about because it so relates.
And can I say one thing?
Please.
Because one thing that I didn't realize, I always heard about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. For some reason, that equaled about $2,000 a month in pills and in doctors.
No.
It's like $30 a month.
And you can do it that way, Dan. Is your wife seeing a doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk doctors. I'm going to bring mine onto the potty.
Are you?
But I would love to know what she's doing. And that's awesome because a lot of women, they think they can't afford it. You're right.
Yeah. And it's so natural. I thought it was like this. Very expensive, very technical thing. The doctor's like, you can take between 1 and 8 until you find your way.
I love that. And that's what my doctor's like. He's like, let's just work together and partner together. Let's not send you so sky high. Like, I don't want to be where I was as a young woman because I always had like issues with high estrogen. Then my breasts were sore and I was bleeding too much. And he's like, let's not go there. Let's just find your sweet spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I love that. Is she your wife though? Is she's not menopausal? She's still cycling, right? So is he just giving her testosterone and progesterone?
I don't know the details.
Yeah, I bet you that's it.
Yeah,
because it's hard to chase estrogen when you're premenopausal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But we'll go there another day. Serene's got some good stuff to bring.
Got my good old teleprompter out.
Okay, I'm going to sit down
because
then.
Just to clarify, so I don't freak all you guys out. This is more of a spiritual dive.
Yeah.
But I got so much for good old Pasamo in here.
Okay.
I got some practical tips.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I've got a little cheerlead paragraph called Cheerlead for Pasamos.
Oh my.
Yeah. She's written in this teleprompter.
I'm
not reading this teleprompter. It's just there to remind me because I had this idea from another podcast where we were talking about, wouldn't it be exciting if we just realized that it's fun to fight? Remember we actually said that line?
That was in your 4 hours potty where you're talking, yeah.
Okay, great, because you re-listen, so you know.
I do.
Okay, so you'll have a lot to interject then, Pearl, because you listen to stuff and all that. But so I just thought, hey, so I felt inspired. So I just wrote a few notes this morning about it all. And so I got this here to just remind me, but I'm not going to be like reading it out like Obama or anything.
Poor Obama.
Reading it out like who?
Obama.
Nobody, hey.
Oh, you said Obama.
Obama.
You're talking about the last president that was made fun of for teleprompter work.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's saying it in an Australian way because we put R's at the end of our words and forget them in the middle.
You can't get in trouble if you have an accent. Like when I get pulled over for a speeding ticket, you just really put on your accent thick.
Yeah.
And I love you.
She's like, oh, if you get pulled over, you pull on your Australian route. You're just like, oh, sorry, mate. No, I didn't see that sign.
Oh,
sort
really
of, you know.
In. Yeah.
Okay. There's a sign back there. Okay. Didn't see it.
Hey, not going into the story, but I just got pulled over in Memphis all places to get pulled over. And
back in the hood.
Yeah. I went straight. I waited until the cop talked and he was a little bit country hood.
Mm-hmm.
I went straight there. My voice changed immediately. I recorded it all.
Yeah.
My voice changed immediately. And I built rapport, asked him his first name. We hit elbows. And by the end of it, I was going away with no ticket.
That's a smart way. Wait for the cop to talk and just feel him out.
Feel him out. And then mirror him.
Yeah.
Mirror his energy.
I feel like you should pay your fine too.
Yeah, we'll play it later.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene. This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Okay, so I want to ask, do you have, Dan, this is for you, pay attention.
Here in present, not
him and
with
him
John.
And John Gusty were like naughty boys in the class, like doing spitballs
at the ceiling.
Just
so you guys know, or you listeners that are here and your hearts are here in the room with us. John and Danny do boy talk during sometimes the Serene, then Serena.
It's talking. Very hard to concentrate when they do that boy talk.
They laugh and they like do the hand thing and they make jokes and they're like,
so you know if it's about what we're saying or about something.
Sometimes
totally
it's about what we're saying, but then it, you know, it goes into other things.
They're still doing it. Present, boys?
I'm here and present.
Dan, do you have battle bravado?
I suffer from battle bravado every day.
No, I want you to have battle bravado. I'm asking, do you have battle bravado?
I better hear a
John?
Definition.
Battle bravado? Absolutely, he says.
What? You know what
or
this is?
Or are you battle brave, Pearl?
Another way of looking at it.
Yes.
I want to be.
I'm encouraging all of us this morning, this afternoon, tonight, whenever you're listening to this, in the shower, on the toilet, wherever, in the car. Let's get ourselves fight fit.
All right.
Or fit for the fight. Let's get our authority speak on.
Mm.
So that's why when I came in this morning to the potty and I was all excited about sharing it, I was like singing that song, Shut the Mouth of Lions.
Yeah.
I was doing my Pentecostal like
get a
choir, you know, choir clap song because I was like really
anthem.
Into this.
Anthems.
I was anthoning. I was like, oh, I'm ready to shut the mouth of
shut
lions, man.
Anthem.
After I was writing this little teleprompter, I was like, I'm ready. Bring me on the lions.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's get our authority speak on and our gunslinging belt on. And why am I asking all this? Because we were all born to be fighters. Some of us may not realize this.
Okay.
Some of us might think, well, I'm not really a confrontational confronter, you know, a person that likes confrontation and I'm really just, I'm a meek and mild person. No, you're actually born for confrontation.
Okay.
You actually are, and I'm going to tell you why. If we believe in the Bible and the God of the Bible, if we believe that we are children of the mighty king, the general of the angel armies, yes, because one of his names is Lord of Hosts.
Mm.
Actually, the Hebrew name for that is Yahweh Sabaoth. It's been written 250 times in the Old Testament. And its translation literally means Yahweh, the mightiest warrior, or Yahweh, the all-powerful king. Yahweh is another name for God. The all-powerful king. He is the God of might. And that's El Shaddai. That's the Hebrew word El Shaddai. He's also called commander of the army of Yahweh. And in Exodus 15:3, it says the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. And that word warrior in modern translations is translated as man of war. He is also called the mighty one of Jacob. Another name for him in the Bible is God our strength. Another, the Lord our banner, which in the Hebrew is Yahweh Nissi. And it literally means, when I looked it up, a standard. It means to raise. It means a signal pole, a banner, an ensign used in war to signal the troops and rally them in battle. And it reminds me of that scripture in Isaiah 59:19, where it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a banner against him. And thinking of the standard or this banner raised, it made me think of American history, highlighted in the powerfully coined anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. Mm-hmm. And as history goes, it wasn't immediately apparent whether the American fort had been taken or not early hours of the morning. And it wasn't apparent whether or not the colors had been struck.
Yeah.
But then from the lit sky of battle, the writer could make out that the flag was still flying, that the standard was still lifted, that the banner was still there. And Danny, take it away. And the rockets.
And the rockets.
Kids red glare.
Keep going.
The bombs bursting in air.
Poignant, Danny. Keep it up.
Gave proof.
Not quiet. Do it louder.
That our flag was still there.
He needs to go on the halftime.
That's as much as
she
you'll get
really
out of me.
Wanted to bring,
I was
you
ready
to bring
for you
gusto.
To just belt it, you Danith of the belting. But it's you know.
I'll say that's
the cost of power.
Let a singer do it.
Okay, there we go.
No, but that is the Lord our banner.
I'll sing, but
it's
only
the
if
flag
everybody
is
knows
raising. He's saying the victory. He's saying, I've raised up the standard. I've raised up this flag. The victory flag is flying high.
I've never put the two together. The anthem, our national anthem, is biblical because the Bible says, raise up the banner.
Yes.
And it was all the land of the free, the banner of the flag.
Got and that the flag was still there. It was still raising. And when they saw that flag lifted up, when they saw that the banner was still there, they knew that they were victors. And God's saying, I'm the Lord of the banners. I have a banner of victory over you. So let's keep going. Our God is omnipotent. Omnipotent means all powerful. He is Elohim, which is strength or power. So this is our God. And we were created in his image. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we've just got this new picture of who Christ is. He's a man of war. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We have to remember who he is and how powerfully he has equipped us. We can put on the whole armor of God, like it says in Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, boy, it sounds like the Bible is a book of battle plans, right?
It does.
The Bible says we have a belt of truth to put around a waist. It also talks about a breastplate of righteousness. Sounds like he's trying to deck us out like soldiers, right? Sandals of the gospel of peace, shield of faith, a helmet of salvation, a sword of the spirit. But like, you know, are we going to put on these bad boys and get decked all out? Are we just going to read it like Christianese? Oh yeah, the sword of spirit, breastplate of righteousness. Right, but if we really think about it,
spirit, which is the word of God.
This God all omnipotent, this Elohim, this man of war, this angel of the, commander of the angel armies, saying he wants to deck us out to be his soldiers. If we really take it literally and believe the word of the Lord, we realize we are made for battle. We are being decked out for battle. It's all being provided for us for battle. So I'm just like imagining a little child playing dress up, right? It's like, wow, reading the Bible and taking it literally is like a little child's dream come true. You mean I really can be a superhero? Mm. I really can get decked out and these are really true weapons? We are meant to actually love the fight, to love it, because we are not Christianese. We are soldiers, Father Abraham, you know, like marching and whatever those little.
Yeah, you're putting many Sunday school songs together, right?
Well,
you're putting
my brain was going 100 miles an hour and little
your father,
it's like a
hip hop
medley.
As
many sons, many sons as father Abraham. I have one.
No,
so you switched.
That's not the fighting.
No, it's not the
song.
One. Okay. Well, there's many that are fighting songs, but listen, it's not just something that we were raised with and something that we hardly think about, and it's just words. No, it's not just words. It's not just words. It's truth. It's truth. We are soldiers and we're meant to love the fight. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. I mean, when you read the Bible and you read it literally, you realize it's all about a battle and we are fighters. It's our identity. Romans 13:12 tells us to put on the armor of light. 2 Corinthians 6:7 talks about having weapons of righteousness in your right hand and in the left. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God will never give us the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit who gives you mighty power. In the translation I read this morning, it's the Passion Translation. It says he gives you mighty power, love and self-control. So soldiers aren't fearful.
Can you tell me what?
Soldiers are given the spirit of mighty power. And the same 2 Timothy verse 12, it says this confidence of my calling. And the confidence of my calling sounds like you got your identity down. Right? This confidence of my calling
that's true.
Enables me to overcome every difficulty without shame. For I have an intimate relationship with this God, meaning you understand who he is. You know that he is the victor. You know he is the Elohim, all-powerful, mighty one. And continuing in the verse, and my faith in him convinces me that he is more than able to keep all that I have placed in his hands safe and secure until the fullness of his appearing. Now, this is my last little pep talk for us who believe. I'm not talking about, like, I want us to get past the sounding Christianese. And I know I've said it a few times, but when you're raised in church, it can get used to it. Yes, we are soldiers, but if we can really flip it to something that we can take home from listening here today, that we really are born to fight. That we really are soldiers, that our maker is the head of all battles.
Mm.
And he's the victor at that. When we realize that we are in a war, but we're fighting from the victor's side, that we are fighting within the strength of the Almighty God, and that the power that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of us and ready to be wielded to destroy all the works of darkness.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Good old hemp and blue. I love hemp and blue for so many reasons. I mean, cuts, scrapes, boils, warts.
No, what is hemp and blue, Serene? You're like, I love good old hemp and blue, and new peeps in the room are like, what is this stuff?
Well, it depends. There's two kinds of hemp and blues. There's hemp and blue balm, and there's hemp and blue cream. Now, hemp and blue balm and cream were both originally created for pain. They are incredible, so anti-inflammatory. And
what are the two ingredients? There's hemp.
Yes, which is the CBD.
Yes. And then there's blue.
Which is blue tansy. And blue tansy is incredible, as incredible as CBD, but just in little different ways
they're
in relieving pain.
They're both anti-inflammatory,
yes, they
so
are.
That's why they help relieve
now,
pain.
Now, cream goes in fast.
Yeah.
And the balm stays longer. So I like to double it up. And if I have pain, just put the cream on it. It'll get absorbed very, mm-hmm. very quickly. Then put the balm over top, rubbing it over top, and you'll get long-lasting, quick pain relief.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I also love any rash on my face that I used to love the regular balm for.
Mm.
It's just like the balm on steroids.
Yeah.
You're going to have the benefits from the blue tansy for your skin too. It clears up. Blue tansy is an incredible clearer. That's why you put it in our AM and PM kit clear.
Yeah. Because it's incredible acne fighter and
yes.
acne's from inflammation too. So, I get neck tension from the way I sit at the computer. I'm working on that. But I'm constantly putting hemp and blue cream on my shoulders and sometimes the balm. I actually put the balm on my face too.
Now, there is one essential oil in the cream.
Wintergreen
that I wouldn't put on my face personally.
I do. I put it on my forehead, just not under my eyes.
Right. But I actually put the balm under my eyes. I put the balm everywhere. And I find if my teenagers have a little zit,
yeah,
After they wash their face, I'll say spot treat, like, and put it over top, and it helps draw overnight.
Oh, okay.
And lovely subject, eh? But I really feel like the Hemma Blue is just so multifunctional.
It's just one of your household essentials, really. Yes. You want them in your household, as Serene said, for pains, for scrapes, for all these things. I'm slathering it on every day. It's mm-hmm. what I do.
It's what I do.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And now I have a little pep talk to our friends like Popsy, Sama.
Oh, Popsy stepped out to take a phone call.
Well, she'll just have to re-listen. Yes. Those who don't claim to believe, and we love you all, by the way.
Yeah.
We do. We love you. You were still created to fight and to win and to have all this get up and get victorious and get winning grit inside of you. It's all in your makeup because you are all children of God, whether you just don't know it yet, but you are all children of God. And this fighting spirit and overcoming nature has been placed in you too. We were all given self-control. We've all been given a will,
a drive, a passion, and a digging in grit.
We just have to use it for the right team, right? But we've all been given it. It's ours. This life that we all live, whether we're believers or not, it's really the original picture that most stories replicate. Every story usually has a good and a bad side, the goodies and the baddies.
Hmm.
My children often say if they come in they come in late to a family movie that we're watching and they're like, oh, which ones are the goodies and the baddies?
Yeah.
It's the first thing they ask. Even if it is a story without two physical or different opposing sides representing this goodie or baddie theme, there is almost always a war between two opposing or conflicting things.
Netflix is sort of changing that. They're making the goodies the baddies and the baddies the goodies.
Right, but still there's goodies and baddies. We've just got confused who's the good and bad.
Yeah.
Right?
There's actual baddie baddies and goodie baddies, but
right. Okay. But the deal is though, even if it's not physical opposing teams, there's also most often opposing conflicting things within the mind, like conflicting of soul, confliction of spirit, conflicting ideas, temptations or conflicts of the body like health and sickness. You get the idea. There's always a goody side and a baddie side.
Yeah.
Two sides. And we are in this battle. There's two sides to this world we're living. There is a dark side and the light side. And it's exciting because we were not created to fight confused. We weren't created to fight weak. We're not created to flip from side to side and tossed within the tempest. No, we were created for strength. We were created for standing, for resisting in confidence. We were created for thrashing the thoughts, imaginations, and strongholds of darkness. We were created for victory. And we enter into every confrontation or battle with that excitement, with that confidence. And I'm not talking about confrontations with people or against people. I'm talking battles of the soul, of the mind, emotions, and the spirit. And I'm talking breaking down powers of darkness in the spiritual realm. And that sounds all woo-woo, but it's not. I mean, there's so a spiritual realm out there. And we fight from the side of victory. And my father was actually talking, reading to us the other day when I was over there about the war horse in Job. And I was so inspired by it in Job 39.
But you're back to the believers now.
Yeah, right. That was just a little.
Look, Leslie Pops is sitting right there looking at you. Did you have anything more for her?
No, well, I'm going back and forth, but I just wanted them to know that you were all created to fight because you've all, even if you don't feel this big power from God inside of you, he's given you a will. It all comes from him. He's given you this self-control, this grit. I mean, people are created with such incredible grit when you realize things that they've gone through and things that the grit that they've had to have.
Well, even in Leslie's life.
Oh, even in Leslie's life. Man, wow, she's been an overcomer in so many ways.
She's so gritty.
But back to the Job 39, chapter 39, verse 25. He saith among the trumpets. This is talking about the war horse. Ha ha. And he smelleth the battle afar off.
Good old King James.
The thunder of captains and the shouting. The war horse was confident and he was excited for the war. And it says in that chapter that he paws within the valley and he rejoices in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. He mocketh at fear and is not affrighted, neither turneth he back from the sword. I know, it's good old King James.
It's really good. He paweth.
Hey, it makes it all better, right?
I like
the quiver ratleth against him, the glittering spear and the shield.
If you think of it as Shakespearean, it's very artful.
But can you see the horse like pawing in the valley? He hears the trumpet. He gets excited.
Yeah.
You know that the sword is rattling against him, the glittering spear and the shield, and he runs excited to meet the armed man. He knows his identity. This war horse, he has been born and bred for war, and he knows who he is. And today, I am calling forth here and declaring our real identity to all those who are listening that we were born, whether you know it or not, but I'm trying to speak into that place. You were born and bred for battle. And I'm going to get practical here soon. Yeah. The Son of Man, Jesus, came to destroy the works of the enemy. And as his children, this is our job. It's our identity. We are battle people. Our purpose is to pull down the forces of darkness over our lives and off from other lives, to bind demonic principalities and powers and render them powerless by the power of God and the powerful name of Jesus on our lips. And so, with all of that said, I'm going to get practical right now. And this is for all of us. So when we have negative thoughts, negative things on our mind, do we get weary of fighting them and see resisting this darkness as a chore? Oh, it's so wearying. Nope. Not at all. We were born to resist. It should be our passion. It's what we are good at, really.
Hmm.
When we get our identity in the right place, we realize this is what we're good at. We smell the fight. We love to get a chance to say a big fat no to the enemy, to negativity, to depression, to temptation, to anger, to food disorder thoughts, to whatever the dark realm assails us with. We're excited to yell that big fat no. We are like that little toddler boy who loves wearing his cowboy gun. He feels the power of it on his hip.
Mm.
But our weapon is real, and we know it's real, and we don't feel exhausted when we have to fight, because we know our identity. We know our truth. So no more getting worn out by fighting temptations to binge eat at night. If we have to fight every night, yay.
you get to fight every night.
We're born for this.
I can tell you, I fight every night.
You are the scary one, right? You are the war horse. You got this. You got this with God. You are like, let me at the fight. So I have to resist something. I have to push against something. I have to lift up a standard, a banner against something. I have to stand strong.
Yeah, we think poor me about that, don't we?
Clench my mind, set my wits. Yeehaw, Grandma. I have voices in my head yelling, I'm a failure. Arrows of fear are shooting in my heart. Emotions of gloom and doom are dragging at me. Ha ha. Aha, I hear the sound of battle. I paw the ground like a warhorse.
I got goosebumps.
I run towards the fight. My nostrils flare. I hear the sound of victory trumpets in my ear because I know my identity. The sword of the spirit rattleth against me. It's with me.
It rattleth.
I'm armed to win.
I love it, Serena. So, I love it. I'm just picturing myself at night because we all get it, right? The nighttime, we are confronted with the voices that just say, go eat, go eat, go eat. After a good old meal, we're satisfied. And I sometimes find myself, again, I have to deal with this. Again, it's tiresome. Why can't I just be one of those people, be happy to give in, you know?
Yeah.
Poor me.
Yes.
Poor me. But now I'm like, aha.
Yes.
The sun glints off of the
that's right.
breastplate
my
of the warhorse.
My gun rattleth on my hip.
Excited
pew,
for the
pew.
Battle.
Pew, pew.
Hey, and got to give kudos. I mean, all the people that talk smack about the Bible. Like,
yeah.
What high poetry for battle, like battle poetry.
Oh. Yeah.
Like the movies we try to make now where we show the intensity of battle.
Yeah.
And you think they didn't have films.
Oh, man.
They could write about it and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
The nostril
and man, that took
flareth.
Me there.
Yes.
That took me. Well, I mean, and beyond just the image of the horse with the glinting armor, but the behind the scenes feeling that the horse has.
Yes.
Right?
That yes, where he paweth at the ground.
Yeah, he's pawing at the ground. And what that did when the men read that, right?
Yeah.
Who were inspired to go to battle, because that's ultimately probably what that was intended for, is to inspire men to courage. And what that did for them is like get their mindset right.
And the men, that's all of us
reading
it, inspiring us to battle.
Yeah.
Because we're the whole book is a book for soldiers.
Yeah.
That's what a Bible is.
Yeah, a book for soldiers.
Soldiers on earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are we scared of battle? No. Daily resistance training is just part of the game. We say, yeah, yeah, battle. I bring me another battle because it works
for me. That's true. Soldiers practice every day, don't they?
It works for me, not against me.
Yeah.
Remember that scripture, what the enemy meant for evil, God turns for good?
What the enemy meant for evil.
Turn it for good. So all this junk I have to resist, emotional, mental, spiritual, even junk food, it just makes me stronger. What came against me to defeat me has grown my muscles. So if someone asks you how you are going and if you've, you know, how are you? And if you've been resisting the enemy that week and you've been in a battle time blocking darts, then you're not going to answer, well, it's been a real downer, actually. I feel really weak and weary. And I'm just, you know, people, I'm just in that, just in the valley.
Yeah.
You know how I'm just wilderness time. Just some people that use the Bible terms. I'm just in the wilderness, brother. Pray for me.
In a season of drought.
Yeah. But you're not going to answer that. Nope. You're going to say, oh, I am great. Do you know why? Because you know you've been growing muscles. You know this week you've been getting stronger. You know this week you're now more skilled for the battle.
I love that. And what about if you walk into a gas station, right? And it's like, oh, shield my eyes from these things. Oh, my goodness. Look at those little Debbies over there. Oh, my God. Just hush my eyes and hush my ears, you know?
What are the pretzels with the cheese baked into the inside? What are those called?
I don't know, but I know of them.
Yeah, those are the
ones. I know of them.
What about those, you know, potato chips and all of that? What if we're like, hoo-ha-ha, I get another chance to defy. I get another chance to cut him asunder.
Cut him asunder. Good old cut him asunder. Listen, this is what we were created for. We were created to actually see the enemy and resist. You are a threat to the enemy. So we don't have to be the fearful ones. We have to realize the power that we have.
The threats.
Yes.
Bring it.
Yeah, you're a soldier on duty. You ain't no pushover, Dan.
I'm such a threat.
No injured, worn and weary prisoner of war, Pearl.
No.
You've been spending time overcoming. If you've had a week where you feel like you've just been pushing back the darts, oh man, you've had an overcoming week. What week have you had? Overcoming.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be practical, like for the food and everything, like you guys have been talking about. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Thanksgiving just such a hard time because we have to go up to our family and they don't do Trim Healthy Mama. And, you know, it's just a real time of temptation.
Well, after Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving's fine. We've all said eat whatever you feel good. But it's that time. Well, Thanksgiving derails me until the new year and by March, takes me till March.
No, you were born for confrontation. You were born to see it all on the table and say, aha, aha, I'm going to choose my treats, but I'm going to stand my ground. Mm. Aha, I've got a place here that I'm not giving ground to. Aha.
So,
and then what if it is more than that? What if it is deeper? What if it's all about identity?
It is.
What if it's about that you have darkness in you because of abuse and just thoughts and negativity and oppression. It's chains that have bound you. Maybe you've been bound in that because you didn't know who you were and you didn't know the power within you. But now you see that you are fighting from the victor's side and you are made for battle and you can cut off those chains. Mm. You can cut off those chains. And now it is the time to rise up and be excited that you're not a overtaken person. You are now a strong overcomer and it's all identity. And I'm moving it on to you guys. I've said my piece.
No, it's done. I just want to end. It's so powerful. Trim healthy mama my way.
And then I'll be trim healthy mama to stay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.